All right, everybody. Oh, my God. Welcome to TSFS, brand new episode. It's Wednesday. We're live, and I have so much dirt to get into on this show. First of all, can we talk about Cuties? We are definitely talking about that on Netflix. If you haven't watched Cuties, you need to go and watch it tonight because you all know that shit is coming off of Netflix. Huge lawsuit that's happening. I'm going to get into that. I have news for you guys. Paris Hilton is married. Yes, Paris Hilton is married, 100%. I have to discuss that. Also, I'm addicted to the drama of Kellyanne Conway and her... Actually, am I addicted to the drama of Kellyanne Conway and her daughter Claudia, or do I just feel like it's a family train wreck that I kind of want to watch, but I don't? You know what? You can let me know in the comments. Right now, TSFS is live on Facebook, on Twitter, on Twitch, and YouTube. Hi to everybody. Thank you for joining. You can share the show right now on Facebook and start a watch party. Leave a comment. Let me know you're here. Let me know what's on your mind, because let me tell you, I share honest to God, I share too much about my life. I share everything about my life, and I want you to, too. So speaking of that, before I get into commercials and before I tell you who Paris Hilton is married to, Claudia Conway, I almost have to look away. I almost have to look away. As a former 15-year-old myself, I'm not sure if I can handle it. I moved to the suburbs, and I'm going to tell you, I now live in Leesburg, Virginia. For people who don't know, I was a diehard DC person. I would pay the parking tickets. If you live in the district, never moved to the district, okay? I loved it. I used to live on Mass Avenue, and then I'd head to DuPont Circle. I was like fabulous, brunching, drinking. Sammy Kay and I from the former Kane show back in my radio days, we'd be out partying on U Street like every night. I mean, I owned the town, okay? I got tired of paying the rent, and I fucking lost my license at 30 years old for 3 months. I had to go to court and fight the district. They took my license for too many speeding tickets. By the way, you would think, like, if I lost my license that I was doing 45 over. No, this was like for 13 over, 15 over. There was one cop that hit it out for me. Don't even get me started, okay? I won't go into victim mentality. Lost my license in the district, had to hire an attorney. Now, I did win, and the district had to write me a check for $1,200 to get my, you know, they reimbursed me for all my tickets because I won my civil suit. Thank you. But I had the thousands of dollars in tickets. One winter, I apparently parked in a snowplow lane, $250. So I'll tell you what, I'd had it with the district. I moved out to Arlington, Virginia, which I do not consider the suburbs. I love A-Town. Super party place, super young. I ended up aging out of the demographic and became like the oldest resident of Arlington. It was getting a little much. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone was 21 and here was your girl, 34. I was like, this is looking, okay, why am I the old person living in the building? Then my husband works out in Leesburg. So we decided to move out to Leesburg through COVID because why were we going to pay Arlington rent when we couldn't use any of the amenities? If this is starting to sound like a first world problem, it is. We move out to the district. We moved out to the suburbs. So yesterday I decided for the first time that I was going to go to the post office in Leesburg, Virginia. You guys, this place was fucking busier than a McDonald's handing out Travis Scott burgers. There were so many goddamn people. There were kids hanging out in the parking lot like it was a playground. I've never seen so many people at a I thought the USPS was dead. I thought they were bankrupt. Not in Leesburg. This place, I mean, this place... people are mailing that much through COVID? Who needs a package at this time? You know, I guess masks. It was bananas. I waited for like 30 minutes to drop off a package. This place had a massive line, 6 feet apart. The door never even closed to this Leesburg post office. It was so busy. I guess that's the suburbs. Like, is every post office in the suburbs this busy? You couldn't even get into the parking lot. They had a line. I mean, honestly, if they had opened up a drive-thru, it literally would have been like a Wendy's on a Saturday night. It was so packed. I couldn't believe it. I am learning so much about the suburbs as I'm adjusting out here. It's, you guys have seen my life. You know, my husband coaches soccer, so I'm like a soccer mom. I go to these soccer games. I don't fit in. You know, I'm wearing a blazer out there on the soccer field. No one wears blazers. I've ordered some Lululemon so I can fit in. I'm trying to get a fabulous like soccer chair so I can sit out there. My husband brought me an old school tin fold out chair that he wanted me to sit on the field with. I'm like, what are you doing to me? And then yesterday I go to the post office, hot mess, thinking no one's going to be here because the USPS is dead. They'll be grateful to see me, right? Oh, thank God, we're going to sell some stamps. The place was a mom show. I kid you not, there was a kid with like a truck out in the parking lot playing his like toy trucks. That's how like busy it was. The parents had to wait so long. I'm like, what am I seeing here? It's welcome to the suburbs. Hi, everybody. That we are live. As I mentioned, the Sarah Fraser Show is live across all platforms. And I go live every single Monday and Wednesday at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. J-Hub says, girl, that eye makeup is fierce. Thank you. I just had a makeup tutorial. I needed a new look. So I went and saw my dear friend, Pam Giacchino. She's awesome in Arlington. She really does hair. I think she only does makeup tutorials for me, but she is an insane makeup artist. So she gave me a new look that I'm working on. I'll do a tutorial. Chuckles loves you. How are you? Oh my God, Chuckles, I am amazing. How are you? Raj is on. Raj, you're amazing. Raj, do you live in the suburbs? Have you been to a post office here in the suburbs? It's a fallacy that the USPS is going under. This place had to have taken in $100,000 yesterday in stamps. It was crazy. Aviva, oh my God, I love you. Christine is on. Thank you. I'm going to get to commercials, but I do want to promote two things. One, on Monday, Monique Samuels from Real Housewives of Potomac was on the show, gave a killer tell-all interview all about the fight with Candace. I've got to say, I didn't realize the rivalry that is happening between Candace and Monique is like, I'm trying to think of a bigger celebrity rivalry. If you're a celeb expert, who are two celebrities that have like had a bitter, bitter rivalry? Can you leave it in the comments? Because all I can think of this Real Housewives of Potomac fight is it's almost like when Teresa Giudice threw the table at Danielle. And remember how they didn't speak for years and then they came back together? It was like an epic TV battle. It's almost like Kim Zolciak and NeNe Leakes, who were BFF and now no longer speak. People are so invested. I put up this video clip of Monique explaining her side of the fight. People on TikTok are going nuts. They're like, fuck you. How could you even, you didn't even press her enough. Like, you should have asked her more questions. She's making up stories. She's changed her story. I'm like, isn't this a reality show that we're all, people have picked sides. So you don't want to miss this. I also grill Monique. I'm very fascinated by Gisele Bryant getting back with her ex, Jamal, how many kids he actually has. He apparently bought a restaurant for his three daughters with Gisele, but does he have a restaurant for the other children that he has? I needed to know everything. And I proposed on the podcast, I think that Mama Samuels, who's Chris Samuels' mom, and Candace's mom should do a charity boxing match that I will host, and then we can settle the fight. Anyway, it's such a good interview. I want you to definitely check that out and then let me know your thoughts, which most everybody has horrible thoughts. They think that they are totally Team Candace. They're mad at me for not picking a side. But see, the problem is I know these people in real life. I've been friends and have known Ashley Darby, Monique Samuels. I've been to Monique Samuels' house. Candace, I adore Candace. I love these people. How can you? This is like two of my best girlfriends fighting. Now, granted, I hardly leave the house. I mean, I haven't seen him in person in like a year, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to pick sides. I feel like I'm like the child and I'm stuck in the middle of a divorce. Anyhow, I'm so fired up about that. Also, I got to let you know about Alex L. Tomorrow on the show, I met her a couple of years ago, was very inspired by her. Alex L. writes motivational kind of mantras, if you will, and has been very transparent about her life. She's a writer and a poet. She is an author of four books. So After the Rain is her latest book. And it's really probably like eight stories about healing and life and overcoming, infidelity. There's so many good nuggets in this. So she's going to join the show tomorrow. If you're in a place where you're maybe thinking that things in your life are not working in any capacity, your marriage, a job, maybe you can't attract love, you're wondering why, this book and the interview with her is great. Also, I've got to tell you, I think she has a really great philosophy on social media. She has a great philosophy of where to start if you want to do some self-help. I'm going to be honest. You guys know I've been in therapy. My husband, like, oftentimes I'll tell people, I went to my therapist. And people go, well, which one? I've had multiple therapists over the years, all right? I love therapy because even if you have the greatest of upbringings, you're like, everybody's fucked up. Everybody has issues. Like you have grief in your life. You have trauma. You have things you're holding on to. You lash out in anger. Why do you do that? We all need to work on ourselves, and maybe therapy isn't for you. So we talk about that with Alex, and she gives some other things that you can do if therapy you decide is not for you. So anyhow, I love it. I like working on my issues because I see, you know, different things that come up in my life, and I like to sort those out. So anyway, Alex L will be on the show tomorrow. Let me thank a couple of sponsors, and then we've got to get into it. Also, I feel like this is probably a story that not all of you really followed because it's kind of old school. But B. Smith was a very famous restaurateur, trailblazing Black woman. She was amazing, model, very controversial. She ended up dying of Alzheimer's disease a couple of years ago. And her husband, while they were still married and he was taking care of her, was hooking up with his other girlfriend. Anyhow, there's a big development about that too, and I want to know your thoughts. All right, let me get to our sponsors. Guys, you know the best way to support this show, to support me, to get endless free content, or of course, if you want early access to things, you can join my patreon.com /The Sarah Fraser Show for just $5. And I'm sure I'll be posting feet pictures there too, because I'm working on a project with that. But in the meantime, support our sponsors. Horizon Fibroids, we love Dr. Will. He's been a longtime partner, and your health is so important. For women, most of us will get at some point in our life a fibroid. And then how do you know your treatments? Lots of times it's surgery. And I've sadly even had girlfriends who have had hysterectomies and they weren't necessary. HorizonFibroids.com has three locations throughout Maryland: Frederick, Germantown, and Rockville. You don't want to miss it. Dr. Will actually consults women all across the country. He is that much of a top doc. They accept all insurance, and they're giving away free consultations this month. So for the month of October, they're giving away 5 free consultations. Do you believe that you have fibroids? Well, how would you know? Well, heavy periods, long periods, severe cramping that doesn't even go away with ibuprofen. Actually, I probably had a fibroid. Anyhow, if you want a free consultation, so nothing out of pocket for you, email thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. My producer, Alyssa, will put that up in the comments. He's giving away 5 free consultations. So take advantage of it. Here's the thing. Lots of times we all love our OBGYNs. I love mine. Shout out to Dr. Winterling. I adore her. But your OBGYN may not even know all the treatments for fibroids because they're not a specialist in that department. Never hurts to get a second opinion. You should go see him. If you want a free consultation, email me, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Okay, from that to, how about having alcohol delivered straight to your door? Now, this is my kind of sponsor. Hello. Saucy does just that. Saucy is a free app or website that delivers alcohol within 30 minutes to your door in major cities across the country. Do you listen to us in Philadelphia? Do you listen to us in New York City? Do you listen to us in Chicago or, of course, DC? Well, Saucy covers all those areas. Download the free app. Then you're going to enter code HeyFrage for $10 off your first order. You can order everything. Spiked seltzer. Nothing is worse when you've got the party going and then you've brought over your friends. They've drank you dry. Don't you hate that? My friends are like that too. I mean, I think I drink and they come over and it's like, I had a 30 rack here of spiked seltzers where they killed those in the first hour. Well, now you don't have to leave the house. It's much safer. I will tell you this, if you're underage listening to this show and you think, oh, fabulous, I'm going to invite my 17-year-old friends over. Not so fast. They will check your ID, no matter who you are, or in my case, no matter how much gray hair I have, at the door. So, saucy.com, enter code HeyFrage for $10 off. Have your ID ready. Head to their website. Not only do they sell all the alcohol you can imagine, wine, whiskey, vodkas, everything, Tito's, you name it. They'll also add lemons, limes, mixers, everything that you need. Ice to your door. My kind of party. Saucy.com, download their free app today. Okay, I teased that Paris Hilton is married. You guys, when you hear Paris Hilton is reportedly married to Piers Morgan. Piers fucking Morgan? Oh, can you guys imagine having sex with that British twat? Oh, ah, oh, I would have to have so much saucy. I mean, So back in the day, I'm going to say this was like, oh God, it was early 2000s. Do you remember when Piers Morgan was liked? Remember? And he was like a big reality star here. And what was the show? Alyssa, you're the producer. Maybe you can Google this. Google what American show Piers Morgan used to host. Because he used to host like a game show here in the U.S. and he was very popular. So Paris Hilton and Piers Morgan, as part of a reality show to show how easy it is to get married in Las Vegas, got married at a chapel with Elvis and Frank Sinatra there. Like the lookalikes. So Piers says he doesn't think that the marriage like legit holds up because Piers went on to marry somebody else in England. But he says it was like a legit ceremony. That the two of them were married. What? Why did she even agree to... What? Has anyone seen an... Oh! They kissed? Oh my God, I need oxygen. I need oxygen. Oh my God. Why would she have done this? She was famous then. What? What? I'm sorry, I'm blown away, y'all. I have not seen these pictures until right now. Marilyn Monroe, the look like... Wait, zoom in. Who else was there? That looks like one of Kim Kardashian's. Zoom up. Who's the really tall guy? Do we know? I guess not. I thought that was Chris Humphries, Kim Kardashian. I can't even believe they went through with this. Did she need the money? Oh my God, look at this awful Elvis impersonator. I'll be glad when Elvis stuff dies out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so many bad knockoffs. I couldn't believe it. Aviva is saying it's a publicity stunt. Yeah, it was back in the day. And Paul is saying, what the hell? Paul, I don't even know. I can't even believe these two were friendly enough to do that. Bizarre. I feel like you all wanted it, and so now it's happening. If you haven't seen, the state of Texas is suing Netflix over Cuties, and they're marketing that they were basically promoting child sex trafficking by putting out those very sexualized pictures, promotional pictures of Cuties. I don't think that Texas is going to win this, but I will say I thought the film was terribly marketed, and once the Netflix marketed Cuties, which if you haven't seen it, it's supposed to be a coming of age story of this young girl. And she's, you know, from Senegal initially, and then is in London, living in London, and is grappling with social media and being on her phone and all that, and new age and dancing and blah, blah, blah. So it's supposed to be a coming of age story. But it's highly sexualized, where there's actual scenes where the director kind of zooms in on these young 11-year-old girls. And by the way, they are 11. So these actresses are 11 years old in the film. She zooms in on their chest. She zooms in on their midriff. It's disturbing. They're booty popping. At one point, these two 11-year-olds are in a bed having a pillow fight. It's very strange. When I watched it, I didn't think it was as bad as all the controversy, but at the same time, my issue is, who does Netflix think is going to watch this? Not 11-year-olds, not parents who are talking to their kids about potential sex trafficking or people molesting them. It's like you're setting people up, like perverts, to watch this. So they are being sued. They keep, but Netflix has doubled down. They're keeping Cuties on Netflix for now. So we'll see what happens. And they say it's a coming of age story that won numerous awards, which is true, at film festivals. Of course, can we really believe that, though? I feel like a film critic will give any, you know, if you turned around and farted three times, you know, that would get nominated for a fucking Oscar. You know, I don't know. I don't think they're going to win the lawsuit. I commend Texas with what they're trying to do. But Texas, don't we have other issues? I really do. It's like, if you don't like it, don't watch it. That's kind of my whole thing about it. Claudia Conway, is anyone watching this train wreck unfold? Kellyanne Conway's daughter, if you're not on TikTok, oh my God, I gotta tell you, I'm on TikTok and I love it. TikTok to me is the greatest social media platform. You wanna know why? Because everything is max 60 seconds, which is truly all I need to see of people. I don't know how you guys feel, but I do not need to see people for more than 60 seconds. I'm sorry, I don't need to see a lot. I've realized from TikTok, people can make vlogs in 60 seconds. They can make a dinner in 60 seconds. They can dance in 60 seconds. Like, that's all I need to see of you, okay? The rest, I can scroll on. If I want more, I'll go to your fucking YouTube page, all right? I love TikTok. I have complete ADD. I'm on to the next thing. It's perfect for me, okay? You're going to do a prank. Guess what? You can cut out all the leading up. Just get to the 60 seconds of the meat. That's all we want. So I love TikTok. Claudia Conway is a runaway star. When you open the app, Kellyanne Conway's daughter is all you're going to be inundated with. She's 15 years old. Now, she looks always hungover with all of her eye makeup like halfway down her face, which I don't know if it's the look. I can totally appreciate it. She doesn't look 15, though. I think she's gorgeous. She argues with her parents all the time. It's kind of disturbing. I'm going to be honest, though. It's very disturbing. She's being called like a martyr because her mom, she's quarantining with her mom. Her mom gave her COVID. Kellyanne Conway, of course, is positive with COVID after that Rose Garden massacre. Now, this morning, we get up. She is begging the press to take down numerous things because she went on Twitter and essentially said that President Trump is not doing as well as they present it to be. So she says he can hardly breathe. And of course, she would know this because she lives in the house with Kellyanne, who's getting briefings all the time about the president. Anyway, I just find it such a family train wreck. I feel so bad. I was 15 before. We all were. Everybody watching. She wants an emancipation, she says, from her parents. And then she says she's tired of being the news story. But here's the thing. It's like, as long as you're on social media, you're going to be the news story, Claudia. I'm sorry. I kind of want her to delete TikTok, but I don't know. Aviva says her mom must be dying of embarrassment every time her daughter talks. Look, Aviva, I am impressed that George and Kellyanne continue to let her use TikTok. I guess, what are you going to do? But I feel like if I were going on and spilling all of my family's tea back in the day, my parents would have beat my ass. Like, and they would have taken my phone and I would have been, I don't know. I just don't know how she like continues to do it. But maybe I don't have a kid yet. And now I guess you just talk it out with your kids. I don't know. There wouldn't have been any discussion in my house. I wouldn't have been on the phone anymore. But I guess that doesn't happen for kids now. They sort of dictate. Seems like that. Eddie Van Halen died yesterday. Everybody saw from throat cancer. I wasn't a huge Van Halen fan. I'm not going to lie. Now, I was kind of curious and interested because he was married to Valerie Bertinelli, who I followed her like weight loss, like her weight loss gains and like losing again. And then she was like a Nutrisystem spokesperson forever. So I kind of got into Valerie Bertinelli and they were married for years. You know, the song Jump, that was my favorite like Van Halen song ever. Jump, might as well jump. Like it's such a good drunken bar song. You know, when you're at like a redneck bar. And then you hear Jump, you just have to get up and dance. Anyway, RIP, throat cancer, just 65 years old. I didn't realize that he had throat cancer. Initially, his first bout was back in 2002. 2007, he declared himself cancer-free, also got sober, years of cocaine use, and then just passed away. So Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli had one child together, Wolfgang. Arguably, though, what I do enjoy about Van Halen and Eddie Van Halen is arguably one of the greatest guitarists of all time. And I admire people that can be the best of the best at their craft. So he was one of the greatest guitarists of all time. So to that, I think it's amazing. But other Van Halen songs, like, can you guys name other Van Halen songs? Please educate me, because all I can think of is Jump. What else did they sing? Schman was going through this with me, and I was like, yeah, I haven't heard of that one. No, haven't heard of it, no. Now, if Nelly passed, I mean, I'd know his whole repertoire. But Eddie Van Halen, I mean, I was just like, it was like a stretch. Jump, that's about it. That's all I can think of. The other big story is B. Smith. I don't know why I'm fascinated by this, except for I enjoy when celebrities have like issues that kind of present a moral dilemma for me, you know? Like when they're like when Brad and Angie, when they cheated on Jen Aniston, you know? Obviously, Brad was no longer in love with Jen. They clearly are no longer in love because Brad and Jen still are never back together, right? So it's always, I enjoy like dilemmas, okay? So this B. Smith story I followed, unbelievable. Oh, Hot for Teacher. Oh, I remember that. Panama. Okay, I know Panama. So we're going through Eddie Van Halen and Van Halen songs. Panama, Jump, Hot for Teacher. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, J-Hubs. People know it. All right, I didn't know any of them. People say that Van Halen, so Melinda is saying that Van Halen was featured in Michael Jackson's Beat It. What? Wait a minute. Melinda, you're leaving us hanging. You're bearing the lead here. So what did Eddie Van Halen do in Beat? Did he play like the guitar? How was he featured? Oh my God, somebody get on that in the comments. Now I love the crossover. And It's, you know, on me. Because Eddie Van Halen, one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Oh, just gives me goosebumps. I love when people are like the greatest. Anyway, B. Smith, famous restaurateur. If you live in D.C., you know, for Union Station, she put Union Station going there. Yes, I'm talking about the train station where you go and get Amtrak. Hello, Amtrak. B. Smith had a very famous restaurant there for years, kind of put it on the food scene map. She was a model, absolutely stunning, broke all kinds of barriers as a black woman and entrepreneur. So her husband, you guys might remember, I'm going to say like a year and a half ago, while B was battling Alzheimer's disease, he came out and essentially, Dan Gatsby is her husband. Now, B. Smith, of course, has passed. He had a girlfriend, Alexandra Lerner. And in interviews about a year and a half ago, he had said that he was dating somebody else with the permission of B. Smith. Now, a lot of people thought this was absolute bullshit because how could B. Smith, here they were all photographed together, if you guys recall, for a People magazine shoot. Here was Dan's new girlfriend, Alexandra. So Dan had said, oh, you know, B approves. And there was lots of controversy that this woman lived. Okay, the three of them would go out. This is Dan, bad move. Dan, no. Did anyone of his friends go? No, Dan, not a good idea. Not when your wife is passing of dementia. No. Anyway, Dan did it anyway. He'd found love. Okay. So then he gives this like really off the beaten path local news story out in Long Island where he says that Alexandra took off on him. So Alexandra, the longtime girlfriend who even helped care for B. Smith, is gone. Yeah, completely took off on him. Now, he did say that Alexandra did help and that she never lived with them, even though that was the rumor that was spread by the media. He says that she was very kind to B when she was there. B was lovely, even through Alzheimer's, he says. It was previously reported that Smith was diagnosed with the disease in 2013 and began to promote awareness about it. And Gatsby says that he and his daughter still laugh about how wonderful B was and her amazing spirit. And then he is, quote, as saying with Alexandra, quote, she took off. And, you know, whatever, I wish her well. A lot of people are saying karma. I don't know if I'm saying that. I don't know what I would do. Actually, I do know. I've already talked to Dan. This B. Smith story made me ask that for Dan. I'm like, if you get dementia, and now Dan Gatsby is 70, okay? So I guess this would have been like 4 years ago. So he would have been like 67, 66 maybe. So I'm like, Schman, what would you want me to do? And of course, Schman is like, he doesn't want me to date anybody else. But, you know, I don't know. Would you do it? Maybe I would. I don't know if I can really blame Dan. Maybe he was lonely. He needed somebody. And Alexandra seemed like she was great at the time. They all lived. Okay, correction, because they did not live together. All right. Anyhow, I'm always trying to get Dan to have a threesome. So fine with me. If I get dementia, he wants to move somebody in. Sounds good. We're all going to have sex when I'm like lucid. Works for me. I'm here for it. How do we feel about Gloria Estefan doing a Red Table Talk show? First of all, did anyone else think that these damn Red Table Talks that are Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith was proprietary to like Jada Pinkett Smith? Like, I thought Jada came up with that, but maybe she didn't, or maybe she did and she has a production company. Gloria Estefan is now launching a Red Table Talk with her own family. So it'll be Gloria, it'll be Gloria's mama and Gloria's daughter, right? Just like the same formula of Red Table Talk with Jada and her mom and Willow. Do we want to see a Red Table Talk from Gloria Estefan? In a way, I kind of do. Like, maybe it'll be good. She says nothing's off the table. She says they're going to be as revealing as and candid as Jada Pinkett Smith. And it airs, by the way, today on Facebook. That's Gloria Estefan's mom. Is that Gloria Estefan's mother? There's no way. God, she looks phenomenal. Okay, I might tune into that. I'm not sure that I'm feeling enough drama, you know? Like, I need a dynasty of moms, you know? Like, I want like a badass mom. I'm trying to think of like who would be really good. Maybe Diana Ross and her daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross. And then their, you know, and then does Tracy Ellis Ross have a child? And like their child, you know? Like, I want good, like, because you know Diana Ross. Like, I mean, I want like a diva, you know? Because Diana, you know Diana has like a way. She wants people to live the way she wants them to live. You know what I'm saying? I know Chuckles loves you. Chuckles, I'm not sure I'm feeling it either. I just don't, it's like, Gloria Estefan, another Tina Turner. But I bet Tina Turner's mother's not still alive. See, they want three generations of women. Oh, wait, is Tracy Ellis Ross, is that Diana Ross's sister? It's not her daughter? I thought it was her daughter. Mariah Carey and her daughter. Actually, see, there you go. Now, I'd be interested in that because Mariah doesn't speak to her mom. Now, that would be good. Mariah's daughter, Mariah's mom, who she doesn't speak to. Now, that is drama that I want to tune into. But, I mean, I know Gloria Estefan is huge. She's huge, huge Latin audience. Enormous, enormous, enormous. So maybe that will happen. I'm just not sure that I'm feeling it. I just feel like there's so many other people that I would love to see. People are saying Roseanne, like Roseanne Barr. But does Roseanne have any kids? Oh my God, that'd be crazy. There's a throwback. Roseanne. I was looking to see if people had a follow-up on Eddie Van Halen being in Michael Jackson's Beat It. But I guess not. Okay, well, I'll have to dig into that because I'm really want to know. Oh, okay, so maybe they just did a collaboration. What a great collaboration. I wish I cared about music back then. What a great collab. God, that'd be awesome. Anyway, amazing. Okay, you guys, love being with you on Monday and Wednesdays, 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to tune into the podcast tomorrow. Alex L., I'm probably going to put the video, too, up on YouTube. Amazing poet, amazing writer, very inspirational. Woman of color, also talks about women of color in the wellness space and how we're just evolving to a place where women of all backgrounds can really share their highs and lows. So I think that's so important. So she'll be on the show tomorrow. Guys, absolutely love you. Today, I am trying to get to 1,000 reviews on my iTunes. If you could head to iTunes, search Sarah Fraser or The Sarah Fraser Show, hit 5 stars, tell me what you love about the show. I'd be forever grateful. I need to do a giveaway, too, for people who write reviews. I will do that. We'll see you tomorrow. Love you so much. Share the show. Bye, everybody. Bye. Love you. Bye, everybody.